Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Illegal border crossings hit record highs. President Biden allocates nearly $90 million for hotel rooms to house migrants. New Jersey now the worst spot in the nation for COVID. 80% of adults say the pandemic has brought their families closer together. The U.S. marriage rate falls to record lows. Also ahead, be happy you don't live in Europe. But first, the number of migrants crossing the southwest border breaking new records with unauthorized entries double what they were 1 year ago. Roughly 80,000 people crossed into the USA from Mexico in the last 4 weeks alone. Arrests in the region up 97%, with a 434% increase at entry points near El Paso, Texas. The White House announcing $86 million in new funding to place illegal migrant families in hotels across Texas and Arizona. The program will house about 1,500 immigrants for the next 6 months as they are processed. Border Patrol agents now encounter 700 unaccompanied minors every day because the people smugglers know the Biden administration will let the kids stay. New Jersey is the worst place for new COVID infections. Despite 18% of residents there being fully vaccinated, COVID cases up 8% compared to 7 days ago. Governor Murphy pausing the state's reopening plans. New study says 8 in 10 adults believe the virus shutdown has brought their families closer together. 90% of parents report a closer bond with their children. The contagion has even resurrected the phone call. 2/3 of Americans now check in with elderly relatives at least once per day by phone. Folks getting married in the USA falling to historic lows. A recent study by the National Center for Health reports just 6 new unions for every 1,000 people. The least since the government started keeping records way back in 1867. Researchers blame the pandemic and financial troubles. In a moment, another example of American dominance. Be happy you don't live in Europe. Coming right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The far left despises people who believe that America is an exceptional nation. But facts are facts. On the pandemic. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel has brought back the shutdown. No reopening by summer there because the COVID rages. In France, officials have shut down Paris for the next 4 weeks. Infections in France back at levels not seen since last November. In Italy, northern parts of that country are now totally shut down. Rome has declared some towns red zones, meaning residents can only travel for essential business. You have to stay inside. But here in the USA, we should be past COVID largely by May because of mass vaccinations. Everyone understand that? The USA is defeating COVID. Europe is not. Why? Because American money and skill develop the vaccines. That's why. It's very simple. In addition, the Trump administration paid Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson billions of dollars to get the vax. If the companies failed, they wouldn't have gotten paid. That is called capitalism. In socialist Europe, they have to wait for the vaccine because no country has the skill or the money to develop the medicine. Great Britain did it, but it's not sharing. So the next time you hear just how great socialist Europe is, roll your eyes and think of COVID. Capitalism is the one system on the planet that motivates people to achievement because you get paid. In a socialist system, in Sweden, in Germany, in France, in Italy, the government tells you what you can and cannot do. The government funds the whole society, taking away initiative and incentive. Because if you develop something, if you make a lot of money, the government takes it from you. That is socialism. But here in America, President Trump basically said, whoever develops a vaccine will get billions of dollars in government contracts. So presto, 8 months later, there's the vaccine. Now, Europe is going to have to wait. England isn't really in a hurry to help the EU. America will help them because, again, capitalism will get money for doing it, but only after American citizens are vaxxed. So COVID on the wane here, on the rise in Europe. Capitalism, the reason. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Many linguists, those who study language, believe the word okay is the most commonly used word in the world. Okay? Because it's easy to understand. Everyone can say it, no matter what language they speak. Okay means fine. Good. I am in agreement. Now, where did that word come from? It came from a guy named Martin Van Buren. Does that name ring a bell? Well, he was the eighth president. In 1839, the word okay came into being. Mr. Van Buren was president, and people paid attention to him. Now, very few people know who Martin Van Buren was. He was born December 5th, 1782, in Kinderhook, New York. Keep in mind the word Kinderhook. He was the first president born in America. All right, the others were born under British rule. He was the first one born under the United States. Now, Van Buren was a politician who relished power. Old Marty was a shrewd hombre. He attached himself to Andrew Jackson, the president before him, and he was Jackson's vice president in Jackson's second term. Van Buren followed Jackson around, and everything that Jackson said, Van Buren would say, "You're right, General. That's great, General. What a brilliant guy you are, General." So when Van Buren became president, his first nickname was Old Kinderhook, because he was born in Kinderhook. What are the initials of Old Kinderhook? O.K. And because Van Buren was so obsequious that when you agreed with someone, the slang became OK. And now the word OK, as I mentioned, the most commonly used word in the world. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.